Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss Playtech's acquisition of BGT, which we were delighted to be able to announce this morning. I'm Mor Weizer, Chief Executive Officer of Playtech, and with me is Ron Hoffman, our Chief Financial Officer. I will take you through the key highlights of the deal before handing over to Ron to discuss the financials. We will then be happy to take questions. We believe that the future of gaming is for retail operators to digitize their offerings. The modernization and digitization of betting shops not only improves the retail experience and drives retail growth, but also adds a whole new channel as it integrates into an online offering, extending the reach to a new generation that is looking for a simple and intuitive self-service digital terminal and online format. Given our experience in regulated markets, the future of gaming will see retail operators fully integrate their land-based and online offers, enabling them to create a seamless customer experience. This follows the same trends that we see in other commercial sectors around the world, providing a solution for customers who are more attracted to digital formats. BGT is the leading provider of sports betting software and solutions for gaming and sports betting operators in one of the fastest-growing verticals of our industry. Like Playtech, it operates a revenue share model, ensuring that they become a true partner to their customers with greater alignment of risk and reward. Its customer base includes, amongst others, some of the most well-established bookmakers in the UK and Spain, such as Betfred, Codere, Coral, Ladbrokes, Paddy Power, Betfair, and William Hill. In addition to BGT's complementary customer base that includes many of the most profitable bookmakers in the UK, the acquisition will provide Playtech with greater penetration into the Spanish and Italian markets, with several significant potential new customers in the pipeline. With many countries continuing the trend towards regulation around the world, and with sports often being the first to be regulated, the acquisition of BGT will maintain Playtech's first-mover position, enabling us to capture the opportunity. BGT's flexible and advanced technology and proven track record ensures that it will be able to further extend into different markets and continue to grow its terminal and customer base rapidly. BGT's main product is its proprietary software for self-service betting terminals, known as SSBTs. Its offering combines best-in-class technology with a digital terminal that revolutionizes the traditional over-the-counter experience, at times generating more than double the volumes of other SSBT providers. The acquisition of BGT provides Playtech with the ability to further cement its position as the only company that will have EPOS and Till systems, FOBTs and SSBTs, all integrated with the world's leading online platform and products. It also enhances Playtech's sports offering, which will enable us to realize the potential of a true omni-channel offering for the benefit of the consumers and operators alike. Outdated sports systems that offer one or two elements and are focused on risk and odds management are simply not as relevant in today's omni-channel world. BGT's highly sophisticated technology will enable Playtech to drive the seamless integration of off and online gaming with its own platform and offer combined product suite from the outset. With that, I'll hand over to Ron for the financials.
Thank you, Mor, and good morning, everyone. Mor mentioned BGT's business model is dominated on a revenue share of the win margin from each SSBT. When BGT supplies only software to the SSBTs, it enjoys a similar percentage take to that currently enjoyed when Playtech supplies software, with a higher rate if BGT also helps to finance the hardware. At the end of 2015, BGT provided approximately 24,000 SSBTs with betting software to licensed operators, predominantly in the UK and Ireland, Spain, Austria, and Germany. This number is forecast to increase significantly over the coming years, driven primarily by the rollout of new SSBTs with both existing and new customers. In 2015, BGT generated 41.6 million euros of fully regulated revenues, with over three-quarters of these revenues coming from the SSBT software segment. On a pro forma basis, regulated revenues from Playtech's gaming division would increase to circa 45% in 2015. BGT generated adjusted EBITDA of 12.9 million euros in 2015 and 12.5 million euros of adjusted EBITDA in the first 6 months of 2016. However, BGT does convert a lower percentage of EBITDA into cash due to a higher capex ratio and a higher effective tax rate. Playtech acquired 90% of the issued share capital of BGT for 138 million euros, with the remaining 10% retained by Armin Sagader, BGT's founder and CEO, who will remain with BGT for at least 3 years from completion. Playtech has a call option to purchase the remaining 10% of BGT at a valuation of 6 times BGT's 2019 EBITDA, with Mr. Sagader having certain put options over his 10% holding at the same valuation. Mr. Sagader may also be entitled to an additional payment of 5 million euros, subject to the achievement of certain operational milestones. We acquired BGT on a forecast 2016 EBITDA multiple of less than 7 times, a highly attractive multiple for an asset of this quality, which has a track record of significant growth and which is forecast to continue to achieve significant growth going forward in both revenues and profits, including margin expansion. The acquisition is expected to generate high single-digit earnings accretion for Playtech in the first full year of ownership. To help with modeling the acquisition, on a full-year basis, in 2016, BGT's depreciation and amortization charge is expected to be circa 6 million euros, with the business paying a headline corporation tax rate of circa 25%. With that, I'll hand back to Mor.
Thank you, Ron. So to summarize, SSBT is an ecosystem that digitized retail betting businesses from one of the fastest growing areas for betting companies and one of the most important elements of a true omnichannel offering. BGT's product portfolio will enhance the Playtech One omnichannel offering, which enables players to enjoy a seamless, anywhere, anytime gaming experience across any product, channel, and device, all using a single account and wallet. It will also allow Playtech to establish itself in different soon-to-be-regulated markets ahead of new regulations to ensure the successful launch of its partners as soon as it is allowed. We also see a significant opportunity to extend the current relationships BGT has and establish itself as a strategic partner to many retail bookmakers who we know are keen to ensure the retail operations remain at the forefront of technology and offering. With that, we would now be pleased to take any questions, and so I'll hand over to the operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to remove your question, you'll please press star followed by two. And when preparing to ask your question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. Our first question today comes from Vaughan Lewis from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Morning. I've got a few questions, if that's okay. Firstly, just on the actual business that you're buying, what does the BGT product actually provide that your own solution doesn't provide, or are you effectively just buying the customers and the contracts? Secondly, the earn-out suggests, the cap suggests that this could make about 90 million of EBITDA in 2019. Is that actually a possibility, or did you just have to set a maximum somewhere so it's a bit random? Thirdly, when you talk about margin expansion, what sort of levels do you think the margins could reach? And then finally, what's the CapEx profile for the business, please? How much is a typical year of CapEx? Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Vaughan. Good morning. So with regards to the SSBTs themselves, it's a digital format of betting within the retail operations, which takes the whole operations in retail to the next level and is the future of our industry when it comes to retail sports betting companies. What it offers is a very simple and intuitive terminal that provides people with the ability to enter a shop and basically place bets without going to the counter. They basically go to a terminal that provides them with all the content they need and everything they need in order to make a decision before they make a bet, in a very intuitive and simple way to do that. There is a lot. The system is a very, very sophisticated system. We looked at, given the omnichannel approach, we looked at SSBTs for a long time, and I can tell you that we even tried doing it ourselves, and it's by far harder than what it seems. It's a very sophisticated, very advanced system. One of the things that I would like to emphasize here is the fact that it's not just the front end that they provide. BGT provides more than just a terminal there with a front end, but a very, very sophisticated system that has back-end and back-office capabilities, including smart pricing that allows operator to set and manage prices across various channels within a single risk management system, accounting system, they support accounting systems, bank services, third-party protocols, as well as innovative survey and marketing tools for content management, bonus and promotion schemes, and reporting on big databases, as well as customer tracking. So it's by far more sophisticated than just a front-end terminal or a terminal with a front-end capability. More so, I would say that we obviously benefit in this acquisition from the fact that they are the market leader and they have access to the largest and best in some of the most important markets across Europe. We mentioned a few this morning, obviously the UK, Spain, Italy, but it goes beyond that to Austria, Germany, and soon we are in the process of deploying, or BGT and commencing today, we are in the process of deploying additional terminals in additional markets. So short answer, it's a combination of both, a very sophisticated system that we try to do ourselves and couldn't deliver. We know that the player values on the BGT self-service betting terminals were double player value that were generated on other, that are generated on other SSBT's terminals, including Playtech, as well as the fact that they have a very impressive customer base.
Yeah, with respect to the financial question, I will start with the margin and CapEx because that will assist on the modeling side first. So first of all, the business runs at a very similar model that Playtech runs today. So we talk about around 40%, or just a tad above that. And there is a significant margin expansion going forward. And we saw that already from 2015 to 2016. The business continues to improve its margins, and the bigger the business, the faster the business grows, we see further margin expansion, and that obviously will assist the general margin expansion of Playtech as a whole. From a CapEx perspective, obviously the growth of the business is also driven by further SSBTs being deployed across the various operators. In 2015, we talk about a CapEx level of around 5 million. For 2016, given the significant growth in the number of SSBTs, achieving to a level of 24,000 SSBTs all across their customer base by the end of that year, we talk about, for 2016, we talk about around a projection of around double that amount, so around 10 million altogether. That's basically the level of CapEx. With respect to the earnout payment, yes, there is a significant upside, but at the end of the day, it comes with a very, very attractive multiple or combined multiple. The cap consideration for this transaction gets to eventually 198 million euros, combination of the 138 that we acquired, the initial 90%, plus the additional 55 and the additional 5 million, which is sort of for certain operational milestones. We talk about an effective multiple, which will be basically anywhere between 6 and 7, given the combined. It's already lower than 7. We talk about mid-6 already, with a combination of the additional consideration as a multiple of 6. We talk about a very attractive multiple for a highly regulated business with a significant growth trajectory. So I think that's obviously a very, very, a good transaction for Playtech altogether.
Just to follow up on that, was there...
Maybe two short comments on the answers. On the cap, specifically, I would say that we had to put a cap. And we negotiated hard with Armin, the CEO and founder of the business. He truly believes in the business, and he's very, very confident about the significant growth of this business going forward. Definitely now they reached to a point whereby they realize that the combination of a big company like Playtech with its distribution together with BGT will accelerate the growth. But I shouldn't necessarily look at the cap as the target in 2019. We had to put a cap. Armin stretched the cap. We were happy to do the cap because it's on a very attractive multiple of 6x. But again, I wouldn't necessarily stick to this number as the goal for 2019. Coming back to the question about what it gives us and the customer base, I will say that not only it provides us with the ability of access to the customer base, or just becoming a partner to some of the most well-established, given the long-term contracts of BGT, we realize that it will be difficult to, even if we have a very good SSBT ourselves, we realize that it will take us a long time before we will technically be able to replace BGT, if any. And therefore, it would have meant that we couldn't realize the revenue synergy or the potential incremental revenues from the omni-channel Playtech One solution. The access, it's not only the access to the customers, extending the reach to a new vertical, which is the SSBTs, but also creating revenue synergies on the back of the omni-channel we access, or we basically now have a relationship, a long-term relationship with most customers, and obviously this positions us very well to start implementing our omni-channel for the benefit of the consumers, operators, and Playtech alike.
Great, thank you.
Our next question today comes from Gavin Kelleher from Goodbody. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just a couple for Ron first. Where will this be reported? Is it going to come into land-based or sports? And secondly, just to confirm on regulated revenues and the split, Ron, did you say it's 45% in 2015, if this was included, would be regulated in core gaming? I'm just trying to think about 2016 and given Sun Bingo coming into the business, are we getting towards 55 to 60% of overall revenues if we include financials coming from regulated markets, just to confirm that? And finally, for more, in Omnichannel, is there any other product gaps you potentially have here that we should look at in terms of need to be filled to really drive out your Omnichannel offering?
Yeah, hi, Gavin. Okay, so first of all, with respect to where we're going to report that, in which reporting line, actually, it's a debate that we're still having. Obviously, this acquisition can be both allocated, has essence in both allocating in the retail segment and in the sports segment, in the sports reporting line. We're actually debating ourselves internally. That part hasn't yet been decided. In essence, I would say, given their solution has a combination of both online and retail elements, where the majority of that currently is obviously retail, we may potentially actually allocate that according to that. So the retail element of that will go under the retail line item, and the online element with that will go under the sports line item. That will basically be aligned to the way that we allocate. VideoBet today is allocated to retail, but it can also be allocated to casino, because at the end of the day, it's casino activity. But we made a decision that, given that it's a different vertical in essence and it's more retail-oriented and its physical presence, we allocated that to retail. I think we will take the same position here. But again, this is not yet decided in terms of where we report that, but this is basically our thinking process. In terms of regulated proportions, you're absolutely right. This increases our regulated proportion in 2016. Obviously, given the introduction of the Sun in Q4 2016, we will see a significant upside in the regulated proportion of Playtech altogether, although it will be only for a very limited period of time. It will only be for the fourth quarter, so the impact on that on the full annual numbers will be limited. For 2017, I believe we talk about a significant uplift in the regulated proportion. We talk about by far north of 50% just on the gaming side of the business. Obviously, when adding the financials vertical, we talk about significantly more than that. It all depends on projections, but in essence, we expect that to be north of 55% just on the gaming side, and then north of 60% when we add the financial vertical as well.
Gavin, on the before I answer on the gaps and obviously the omni-channel solution, I will just say that no matter where we put it, I can guarantee you that a very significant amount will be recorded in our report, and I believe that this business will grow significantly over the coming years, as it proved to be the case in recent years. And while we still debate it, I believe that we will clarify it shortly. And again, it won't impact the number itself, and it will be a very significant number. As for the gaps, I will say that we believe that in terms of verticals, we now have presence in all relevant verticals, from EPOS and Till systems through SSBTs, FOBTs, VLTs, slot machine terminals, as well as web and online only, or web and mobile, sorry, all fully on a fully integrated basis. However, there are certain areas, so this is in terms of verticals, and we believe that we now fill in the gaps in terms of verticals. However, I will say that there are certain areas that we still believe can further cement our position from an omni-channel perspective and from a sports perspective specifically. There are still areas that we are interested in, including media buying capability and player engagement, as well as content for sports specifically, and feeds and trading capabilities. And those are becoming extremely important in markets that are ever-evolving and becoming more competitive over time. But in essence, I think that Playtech today is in a very unique position in terms, and the only company that has a full suite of products in each and every relevant vertical, retail, web, and mobile, which positions us very, very well in a very modular and with a very modular and flexible approach to start establishing ourselves in each and every market, whether online is regulated or will soon be regulated.
Perfect. Thanks a million, guys.
Our next question today comes from Simon Davis from Canaccord. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just a few from me. Firstly, given the growth projections for the business, can you talk a bit about why the vendors have chosen to sell out now and why at this price? Secondly, you referred to a pipeline of new customers. Can you talk about which geographies those customers are in, given that the business must be fairly maxed out in the UK? And finally, in terms of the tax rate for the BGT business, you referred to 25% as the current level. Do you see scope for that to come down?
Yes, so I'll answer the first two. Playtech has a track record of acquiring companies at inflection point, and that is why you will see BGT grow significantly from this point. Playtech and BGT believe a good price was paid, which reflects BGT's impressive growth in a short time since 2005. However, what happened is that when we approached BGT, they realized that in order to accelerate the growth going forward, the right thing for them is to partner with a big company that can accelerate their growth, that act and represent the distribution or the best distribution in our industry, and Playtech was best positioned to do that. We obviously negotiated hard and long for the price, and eventually we came to an agreement about the price. Obviously, Arvind, the founder, remains a 10% shareholder. And all the structure and mechanisms are in place in order to max the value. It's a win-win for both parties.
Yeah, on the question on the tax rate, I think it's a bit too early to talk about any improvement in the effective tax rate. I think at this point, obviously what we'll do is we'll evaluate it together with our tax advisors to see whether we can structure the transaction, post-transaction, in a more tax-efficient way. With that being said, it's still too early at this point, but we will evaluate it going forward. It's definitely something which we discussed, and it's definitely something which is on our agenda to review. But our view is, first of all, to focus on the growth of the business, and if we see any alternatives in structuring the business in a more tax-efficient way, we'll obviously do that in the same manner that we did that with other acquisitions of Playtech, in a way which complements the Playtech tax structure altogether.
Great.
And in terms of the pipeline, the pipeline, there are still opportunities in the UK, not only organic growth that we believe will accelerate the growth of BGT. There are other independent bookmakers and others that are interested in the product. Outside of the UK, obviously, there are a lot of markets where BGT only just started establishing itself in. As you know, online sports betting, we talked a lot and long about certain markets in Central Eastern Europe, South America, and elsewhere, where retail sports betting and online sports betting are already allowed. We already established ourselves with some. We are in the process of replacing the over-the-counter retail sports betting system and launching an online sports betting system or converting, migrating existing systems and platforms to the Playtech platforms. Most of Europe is already regulated or in the process of being regulated, and this creates a very, very, I would say, promising opportunity for Playtech. There is a long list of countries where BGT already has advanced conversations with various groups, well-established bookmakers. Obviously, now with the addition of BGT and the combination of BGT and Playtech, it will make their lives very easy, because we will become the natural choice for them going forward, given the online presence and the omni-channel solution. I will just add to that Playtech, as I mentioned earlier, have certain customers that we believe will deploy. We already discussed it with a couple already, as we were close to finalizing the process and the agreement. We had a conversation with a couple of our customers, and they are very interested in taking the product. Those are Playtech customers that BGT had no conversations with. So it will be a combination of, I would say, a lot of bookmakers across Europe, outside of the UK. The market is a very, very big market. Most markets have retail sports betting, and this is currently a very, very, the core of their business, and where they generate the vast majority of their business. And they do understand that they need to digitize it in order to ensure that they will be able to continue to grow.
Right, thank you.
Our next question today comes from Tal Grant from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the question, and congratulations on the good deal. Three questions from me, please. Firstly, you answered the revenue synergy question quite well. I was just wondering, with the earn-outs that you're doing for this and for QuickSpin, do you have to sort of manage the costs separately from the rest of the business, in which case are there cost synergies, or can you not have any cost synergies because you have to run them separately due to the earn-outs? Secondly, I had a question on contract lengths. What's the average, and where do they sort of range from and until? And then finally, just a question on the accounting. So you said it seems like they have quite a high CapEx level, and I just don't understand, why is that not going into cost of sales if they're, you know, adding a margin to that and getting some revenue off the back of that? Thanks.
Hi, I'll answer the first and the third question. First of all, in terms of cost synergies, we intra-group cost synergies with other parts of the business. Obviously, as any transaction which has an earn-out element of that, there are certain protections for the sellers, or in this case, for the minority stakeholder post-transaction on the back of their 10%, with relation to running the running the business going forward, in order to make sure that we can't squeeze value out of the business. With that being said, there are mechanisms put in place in any M&A transaction, by the way, where we have some sort of an earnout, where in areas where we have synergies, the sellers are basically enjoying some of the value. They don't enjoy all of the value. In most cases, they enjoy a small portion of the value created through those synergies, and sort of the Playtech enjoys the vast majority of that. Our view has always been that synergies are for the benefit of the buyer. In some cases, to a certain extent, some of the synergies may not be exploited to its full extent given the earnout protections, but obviously they can be enjoyed in full immediately after the completion of the or the measurement of the earnout. But these are in very, very extreme cases. In most of the cases, we are able to enjoy synergies pretty much immediately once they surface, with certain split of the value being between the measured earnout and basically Playtech as a whole. In terms of the cost of sale, and I'll let more answer on the length of the contract, cost of sales basically, in any case where they actually buy certain SSBTs and lease them over to the customers, it's dealt as part of the operational cost and not part of the CapEx. The CapEx element is with respect to their own CapEx, and in cases where they use their own machines and not part of the transaction itself, their model is in cases where they provide the machines, in most cases they simply charge an additional rev share. So they have the software rev share and then an additional rev share for leasing basically and providing the other terminals. In other cases, the CapEx won't sit on their balance sheets.
In terms of contract length, the contract lengths are very much in line and aligned to what Playtech, to the agreements of Playtech, the length of the agreements of Playtech. So obviously it varies, but it's usually long-term contracts. I would say that the vast majority of the contracts do not will not terminate before, or basically do not come to an end in the next 2 to 3 years.
Thanks.
Our next question today comes from Richard Stuber from Numis. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Just really one question on the underlying growth rates. Clearly, EBITDA in H1 this year is almost the same as EBITDA for the entire last year. Perhaps if you just gave like the average number of SSBTs for last year versus this half, and also sort of the impact of the Euros on EBITDA, just to give us an idea of the underlying growth rates. Thank you.
Sure. Basically, number of machines, obviously it depends also on the timing of that, but basically the year before we talk about around 13,000 SSBTs compared to 24,000 at the end of 2015. So that's basically the ratio of growth that they had over a single year, and we expect that to continue and potentially to also accelerate. Your second question, sorry, again?
It was the same thing, really. So it was just to say, basically, double the number of machines. I just wanted to see also sort of the impact of the Euros, I guess, on EBITDA in H1 this year. But I guess it's quite minimal. It's mainly due to additional machines rollout as opposed to better margins and the Euros. Is that correct?
Yeah, obviously, it is. I mean, you will see the same trend as you will see with the bookies, basically, obvious, given obvious reasons. But most of the growth in EBITDA will come from the growth in the number of machines.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. We currently have no further questions on the phone lines.
Thank you very much, everyone, for participating in this call today, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Have a great day.